And as you just heard on the news with Linda Perry, of course, the big story coming out of Albany, New York, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, one of the state's most powerful politicians for more than two decades, charged on Thursday with pocketing $4 million from bribery and kickback schemes. Silver, of course, has served as the highest-ranking state assemblyman since 1994. He was accused in a federal criminal complaint in New York, as authorities are moving now to seize $3.8 million in proceeds tied to the alleged corruption. Joining us now to talk about these developments and its impact on New York politics is veteran journalist Gerson Borrero, a good friend and commentator on New York One. He's the editor at large at City and State and a longtime voice in New York City politics and reporting. Gerson, welcome back to WBAI. How are you?
I'm fine. Buenos dias, Mario, to you and the family at BAI. Frankly, I think that when we think that we've seen the worst of the, really, the cesspool that Albany is, the circus, the shameful house where people have trusted time and time again to send politicians, people who aspire to represent the people, the more we see the capacity, the human capacity of a person, a greedy person, right, the person who is entrusted with the people, to betray those that vote for him directly in an assembly district, in this case, of the case of Shelley Silver, or more so that for a long time, as years that I can remember, there were so many of us in media and print and that were pursuing investigative reporters of great name and known to New Yorkers, pursuing to see what the connections were with Shelley Silver and the law firm that he was tied into, and the arrogance that is typical of people who are empowered by their colleagues.
Gerson, just one second, because I want to bring on the other guests that we have on, a regular voice also here on the morning show, independent reporter Bob Hennelly, who writes for Salon, also for City and State and many other publications. He's a regular voice right here on the morning show. Bob, thank you for joining us once again. I know you're regularly on Monday, but I figured we'd have this conversation given
Friday feels like a Monday.
And this scope of this story is, of course, huge. So let's get into it. First, maybe with Bob, the strength of the case against Silver, right? Because obviously even the prosecutor said, obviously he's innocent until proven guilty. But in City and State, John Lentz writes clearly that it's a pretty compelling case. He quotes a lecturer at John Jay College of Criminal Justice, Eugene O'Donnell, as saying, quote, "The allegations here go beyond technicalities. They are of an old-fashioned, audacious, middle-of-broad-daylight, years-in-the-making scheme to line Silver's pockets by corrupting his office and using it for private gain," unquote. That's more or less what Gerson was saying.
Right.
But, Bob, are these stickable offenses?
There's two cooperating witnesses that the identity is not known to the public, but certainly there's a former lawyer who is close to Silver, and then there's also a doctor who was part of the Weizmann-Lotzenberg referral machine. It's basic. If you break it down, Silver got grant money from the state for this doctor to do research into asbestos. Then claims would come through from the doctor into Weizmann-Lotzenberg. A certain percentage or fee, aka kickback, would go to Silver. Silver never entered in a court appearance, so there could be some, at least, on paper, link between his work in the courts on behalf of specific clients. And then equally troubling, and certainly for people who've been concerned about development, there's allegations that $700,000 passed to a specific law firm through from developers to help get their way, as if they needed help in Lower Manhattan and the Lower East Side. So what comes forward is the real politic, which we're very much aware of. What I will say is more disconcerting is that, stepping back and looking at the fact of where this information came from, this was evidence that evidently was in the possession of the Moreland Commission, which you may remember that Governor Cuomo ceremoniously convened, and then evidently when
ceremoniously
they were getting
disbanded it.
Exactly, and Attorney General Schneiderman actually, as the state's lawyer, did the governor's bidding by withdrawing formally the subpoenas to move things forward. That, to a layman, looks like obstruction of justice.
Right.
And so you now have a governor who has great ambitions and an attorney general who certainly doesn't think his career is over. They're going to be looking over their shoulder constantly.
I wanted to ask Gerson that, to your reaction to the reaction from political leaders. Cuomo was kind of lukewarm. He kind of didn't take any position, and he said it doesn't look good. That's basically his words. De Blasio, of course, supportive. Republicans naturally chomping at the bit to get at him and all the Democratic leadership. Your thoughts about the reaction from political leadership in Albany and here in New York?
To have Governor Cuomo say that this is a bad reflection on government, which is what he told the editorial board of the Daily News, it to me is an insult to what he pretends to be and how he projects himself. To have Mayor de Blasio actually say that this is a person that somehow deserves the respect and that somehow he trusts, or I mean, this is ridiculous. So what is happening, Bob? I don't know. Look, we've been on the scene for a long time, but, you know, masters of the obvious here, that this is bad for government, and the other one says that Shelley Silver is a man of integrity. I mean, we've gone beyond the lack of respect for New York is in general, and thinking people in particular. I just find this, you know, I think the case is a slam dunk, in the sense that when what Bob just referred to, if you have two witnesses who are cooperating, who are actually going to testify, he can actually, you know, swim around and you can have technicalities on the stuff. I think this is where they nail Shelley Silver finally, and I think this is going to do him in. He's been very evasive. He's been able to not answer questions, you know, really hide behind the power of the office and the horse trading that he does with what I consider accomplices in the state legislature during the past 20 years at different levels, and both Democrats and Republicans.
I wanted to go back to the Moreland Commission. I don't know, either one of you, maybe Bob, you can comment on that and how that will come back to or may come back to haunt Governor Cuomo. Could you get into that a little bit more?
Sure. I think that there are other... What this is going to do is it's going to reveal to folks that are... to people who haven't been paying attention, the mendacity of our entire power, a political elite. This has been able to happen in this environment because of the dying on the vine of participatory politics. We saw, even with that huge primary for mayor, where millions of dollars were spent by all the players, a very poor turnout. I don't know, 25% of Democrats? People have just internalized the cynicism and shut down. It's possible for the mayor to be in fantasy land and say the kinds of things he does about, you know, Speaker Silver, because he doesn't think that people are well enough informed to know otherwise.
Mm-hmm. And this is a reflection of the faulty coverage and reporting on what's going on.
I think it has to do with the fact that we see there is very little. There's been tremendous cutbacks in terms of investigative reporting institutionally. You have people like Henderson and myself who managed to have been around a while to put together a living. But institutionally, what's happened with major media is that they're aggregating content, not paying for content. Don't investigative reporting takes a tremendous amount of time. Looking at the huge war chest that Governor Cuomo has amassed from LLCs, these limited liability corporations that have the address of a parking garage, that's its identity, requires that you find Delaware articles of incorporation and can take days. So this theft of the public interest has happened in broad daylight. We're now... And the irony, of course, is that Cuomo wanted to come in and say that business is going to be different. But the reality now is that he's not going to have as much political juice, because he's constantly going to have to be worried about what Shelley Silver is going to say when it comes to Shelley Silver looking at the rest of his natural life and the planet. I mean, that's what he's up against, unless, of course, he takes off for Israel.
Right. you know, again, we're speaking with Bob Hennelly. We're speaking also with Gerson Borrero. Both of them work and write for City and State, which is one of the few outlets that we get this kind of information, as well as City Limits, another partner here with WBAI on the morning show, and covering these stories. It's funny because in the article in City and State today by Letts, he comments on the Republicans and how they're rallying around the minority leader. But it seems like he's he's got some problems of his own, doesn't he?
The deputy majority leader,
Deputy Majority Leader Tom Liebus. Your thoughts about that, Harrison?
Well, they're of a different nature, but more or less they're hand in hand in terms of what is covered up or allowed to happen in Albany. I think that what people should be concerned about is certainly what we just alluded to, the Moreland Commission. I think that John Lynch, in terms of covering and writing, and at City and State, by the way, thank you for saying that, but we are, in fact, on top of this, having at least two meetings on a daily basis led by Michael Johnson, our executive editor, because we are concerned and devoting as many resources as we can within the limitations of what we have. However, I think that this is, going back to investigative reporting, it isn't new to many of us who actually have seen this. The media in New York right now, and it's fully accredited to those that are on a daily basis covering, I don't need to mention them, but the fact is that they've really been neglectful, and by not covering this in the way it should, they've let their readers down and the people of New York City. So they can now sit at editorial boards and claim whatever they can claim, and ask for people to, you know, step down and what have you. In the case of Shelley Silver, the fact is that they have not devoted enough resources and they have millions at their disposal. Having said that, I think that what happens now is that we have to go back to what Governor Cuomo does not want people to look at, which is the Moreland Commission. There had to be a deal. And Bob, you know this. You've been following this also. Many of us have been looking at the Moreland Commission and how it was put together, which obviously was a really stupid mistake on the part of Andrew Cuomo, but it was a political maneuver on the part of Andrew Cuomo. And look at what he's got to come back to now. It's obvious that Shelley Silver, it was a quid pro quo, if you will, if that's the term among them, to be able to do this. Shelley wanted this done and ended with, and he got his way with Governor Cuomo's knowledge that this is why he didn't want this to be pursued.
Well, I want to thank you both. Obviously, we're just skimming the surface. Harrison, you're always welcome to be on the air here. We welcome you back shortly to continue following this and other developments. Bob Henley, of course. I guess we'll hear more as this story unfolds on Monday with Michael and with, Christy on Monday morning right here on The Morning Show. So I want to thank you both. But again, check out City and State. Plenty of information about this development with the arrest of Sheldon Silver. Thank you both for being with us this morning.
All right, thanks, guys.
It's great to have you.
Have a great weekend, and listen, be careful with the snow while you're shoveling.